silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently.
By the truth about our lives, that we are here to love each other while we have the time. Don't wait. Hold my hand. I give thanks. For I have, I became a flower because of you. Because of you, I give my fragrance. I learn to walk. I reach you. I learn to talk. I write my song. Goes. How I love you. Oh. Ooh. How I have loved you. When I met you, when I kissed you, when I followed and when I led through the forest and the desert and the softness of our bed. When we argued, when we forgave, called each other the same name as we grew up. When you gave up, when you left me, still I sang that. How I love you. How. How I have loved you. How.
Superman loves Lois Lane. And we all thought she'd felt the same. But she ran off with old Bruce Wayne. And crushed the Man of Steel with shame. So he wrote on the wall of the Great Bat Cave, with a fire in his heart and a pride to save, with a fire in his eye, the man engraved all the things that he couldn't say. What do I care? Who cares for you? If you don't care for me, why should I care? Planet of old Krypton. That's where everything went wrong. His family there is dead and gone. But they saved the soul of an orphan son. What do I care? Is meant for you. If you weren't meant for me, why should I care? Hopeless as a falling plane. Sadder than a southbound train. God knows if we'll ever feel the same as he did in the arms of Lois Lane. What do I care? Who is loving you? If you don't love me, dear, why should I care?
You're the trees underneath everyone's sky. You are the gray in the light that comes every morning. You are the criminal, you're the victim that you have wronged. You are everything and you're nothing. So why are you wasting your time dealing with hate when there's so much more? Yeah, there's so much more. So throw down your arms and open your heart. Can you hear the blood that is flowing through ours? It is singing a song. Yeah, it is missing a part. So lift your voice, throw down your arms and open your heart. Can you hear the blood that is flowing through ours? It is singing a song. Yeah, it's missing a part. So lift your voice, throw down your arms, and open your heart. Can you hear the blood that is flowing through ours? It is
so much.
That was Meyer Chord. He's from Portland, Oregon. That song was called In the Form of a Body. And before that, we heard Padraic Finbar Haggerty Hammond, who's also from Portland, Oregon, with a song called Superman Loves Lois Lane. And before that, we heard the Sarcastic Dharma Society, a song called Molly. And we started off the set with Simon and Garfunkel. What song did I play?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
The home one. Homeward Bound, that's what it's called. Because it's Paul Simon's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul Simon.
And Emily's here now. Yay.
Yay.
I'm Blake.
I'm Emily. And we're Foreplay. Like we're in a band.
Our theme tonight is friends. So that's why I played Simon and Garfunkel song from the album Old Friends.
Oh, that's really cute.
And then the last three bands were friends of mine. So we're playing songs by, for, and about our friends tonight.
And I was late tonight because I was seeing a friend in Montague play at the Book Mill, which if you haven't been there already, you should really check it out. It's a really lovely space. I feel like I talk about a lot of lovely spaces like Flywheel and Book Mill, but that's because everywhere around here is just too damn cute.
They're lovely in different ways.
But We're going to play some of Nico's songs tonight because he's our friend.
Yeah, that's who Emily was just seeing.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
Oh. Whoops.
At the bookmail.
Oh, okay. So the singer in the Black Swans has the best radio voice ever, I'm convinced. He was like, all right, so we're going to play two more for you all, and then we're going to wrap this up tonight. And you all have been a very lovely audience. And, like, I was just like, But I probably fucked up it,
the thing, the hand gesture.
No, the impersonation.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are hard. You should have just got him to come here and do our show for us.
Probably, but, you know, traveling, playing music. He's got enough already on his plate.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, should we hear some more musical things?
Let's listen to our friends.
Cool. I'm going to play my friend Chris Chandler. I don't know what song this is, but hopefully it's a good one.
Too soon, baby. Too soon, too soon. Too soon, baby. Too soon, too soon. Some birds are born out of context. Some birds laugh at shame. But a revolution, baby. Revolution. May not be televised, but it is being webcast from the basements of the inconspicuous. Now, I'm not talking about technology here. I'm talking about the things that we discuss in basements are always the most urgent, and the most urgent messages always take the fastest speeds available. In Boston, a group of ship workers, striking ship workers, so stymied the company that they had to send in federal troops to do the work. And in the basements of Boston, the laid-off workers decided to go out and throw snowballs at the soldiers who had taken their jobs. But those fresh-faced 18-year-old soldiers didn't know what to do, so they turned and fired on the crowd. Three lay dead. And while the incident did make headlines in the major media, it might have ended there. But in the basements of Boston, the revolutionaries went to work. The urgent message took the fastest path available, a lithograph. The artist's name was Paul Revere. The title of his work was The Boston Massacre. And that picture took lightning speeds, or at least horseback speeds, and from the basements of Boston, an empire was taken down. Cola nuts, baby. Inside, outside. Cola nuts, Mahatma. Printed flyers for an event in the park. It was to be music and politics. But in this day and age, as it's prone to happen, a bomb went off in that crowd and killed several cops. No one knows who planted that bomb, but the anarchists were tried, convicted, and killed. The incident did make headlines, but it might have ended there. But in the basements of Paris, a song was written. And to this day, it is the most widely sung song in the world. Funny thing is, it's not sung in the United States, but around the world, the song, the International, and May Day is celebrated. But in this country, the Haymarket incident is widely forgotten, even though from the basements of Paris, we got the 8-hour day.
Speak to me, your best pickup line. Street and a bust on the embarcadero.
recesses of a prison in a foreign land. Prisoners shivering, naked, wondering fear why their pictures are being taken. But in the basements of the Rust Belt in the United States, teenagers left with no hope who had bought the lie that they too could have a slice of the American dream if only they would enlist in the military. When they were asked by their superiors to lead naked Iraqis around on a leash, their memories of their basement dreams caused them to release those photographs. And that urgent message takes the fastest path possible from pictures on cell phones into newspapers. Public opinion turns and worldwide condemnation ensues. And right now, in the basements of Quincy, California, we plot to finish the job, to not just get this administration out of Iraq, but to get it out of Washington, D.C.
Say something.
Hold on, you say something.
I just did.
What you played.
I didn't play that. You played that.
What did you play? You played this stuff.
Yeah, but you just played that.
Oh, okay. My bad. I'm a little confused today. Okay, so first we started off with Zombies by Y-Lime.
No, this.
What?
Backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah, because we just listened to the Libyans.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Okay, so we just listened to Empty Mornings by Libyans. Sorry, Blake. they're a local band. I don't think they play. Do they play anymore?
Not recently.
You've probably seen the members recycled a bunch of times through various bands over the last 15 years.
Yes.
Before that, we played Wayward Nowhere by Dead Uncles. They're a New Haven band. And before that, we played... What the fuck is this song?
I don't think these headphones work.
What is this? I can't
read. It says Crash Bandicoot Runs Away. Oh. Which is the greatest song name ever by We Play Quiet. Former Hampshire student Ethan Camp! Dropped out after one semester. As so many do. Other Hampshire dropout.
Other Hampshire dropout. Dear friend, loved one of ours. We featured here with the song Zombies by Y-Lime, which I already erroneously introduced.
Yeah.
Also known as Emily Eveland, also known as Leaf.
Yeah. We started off that set with Chris Chandler with Dan Byrne live at some music festival. Revolution Begins in the Basement, it was called. So yeah, this is our friends show on 4Play.
Because, you know, your friends are always saying, sorry, I can't hang out. I have band practice. Or, sorry, I have to write a couple songs. And this is us telling them that we still love them very much and we're proud of them.
Yeah. So now we're going to hear a song that is very beloved in our friend community by a band that is very beloved in the Amherst community, Mallory.
So we packed our bags, said sure we got a long way to drive, doesn't seem so far tonight, now. And our fire trucks and ambulances interrupt the peaceful
And our bodies are tangled, my mind is mangled, and you can't help me tonight. Me tonight. Me tonight. Me tonight.
Me tonight. I wanted you. I could be a god. Wisps of sand choking on their own collarbones. Paint a picture on a wall of your own damn death, your own downfall, and watch as the story unfolds. Bunkered down underground somewhere south of here, my friend sends me letters by Tiny Mole Express Mail, soaks up all the sunshine from getting me, and I won't never ever give an inch to them. No, never gonna give up or give in to them. Oh, into them. Said I'm sick and tired of the bottom of the barrel while the scum floats up on top and soaks up all the sunshine from getting to me. Well, getting to me. Said I won't never ever give an inch to them. Never gonna give up or give in to them. Oh, into them. Said I'm sick and tired of the bottom of the barrel while the scum floats up on top. It soaks up all the sunshine from getting to me. Keep on telling me the end of the world is coming again. It's coming again.
Mm-hmm. when you show me proof in hand. I will write letters to ourselves, and we'll hang pictures on the shelf, and the snowbanks are deep. They'll hide the secrets that we can't keep. And there is no hope
was Thy Courage Quail, our good friend Link, song called Down, Down, Down.
Before that, we played Snowbanks by Story and Fiverr's Warning by Cud.
They kind of go together always.
They really do.
All their songs are about each other, breaking each other's hearts.
And it breaks our hearts as well.
Before that, we heard Mallory, One Hand Extended to You, The Other to Traffic. It's kind of a classic. This has been For Play, or Foreplay, or, you know, whatever, on the Yurt Radio.
All right, we're going to go out with a song called Decay by Betray. If you are in the... Where are they playing today, or tomorrow?
Are they playing at Bard?
They're playing at Bard. If you are around Bard this weekend, You should try to see Betray.
Yeah, they're real good. And if you live in New York City, they play there sometimes too.
Yeah. All right.
This is guys.
Bye.